An uncomfortable truth lingers in the wake of the recent suspension of the Baby Hatch program in Guangzhou, namely that the 262 children who were abandoned in the 6 weeks before its close, who all suffer some sort of illness, disease, or birth defect, are the luckier ones. They are lucky, firstly, to be in an orphanage, in a country where orphanages are stretched for resources or do not exist in many regions at all. Being in one, the children may have the opportunity to be adopted by domestic Chinese citizens or foreigners. However, this will likely be a long wait. Strict requirements for prospective adopters of Chinese children include proof of marriage for at least 2 years and that the couple show they aren't overweight. The focus, moreover, is on adopting healthy children, who are becoming the minority in China's orphanages as the one-child policy is relaxed. While the waiting list for special needs children is much shorter, it is often a longer, more costly process of selection and screening before a suitable family is found, assuming the adoption program is ethical. A lack of a unified welfare system means that China's system for helping the sick and disabled, which relies on a combination of charities and government insurance schemes, is piecemeal at best. And, as China's orphanages fill up with predominantly sick and disabled children, gaining access and support for their medical needs becomes an increasingly dire issue. It is often the prohibitive cost of medical care that led many struggling parents to leave their child in the first place, harboring the desperate hope that their children would live a little longer under the care of the orphanage, rather than face the certainty of death at home. If they are very lucky, the disabled orphans may be admitted into the schoolyard, most likely into a special education school, as ordinary schools often prove inadequate to accommodate students' needs or shut their gates completely. Already, they would have beat the 40% of disabled Chinese who are illiterate and the 28% of disabled school-aged children denied access to any education, according to a 2013 report from the China Disabled Persons Federation. On graduation, they may have access to a handful of career paths, most commonly massage or music, and hope for the small chance that they will find employment. Even government departments only have, at best, 0.39% of their workforce comprised of employees with disabilities, according to the Beijing Nianrenping Center. There is no telling what future awaits the children who now call Guangzhou Social Welfare Institute home, except that they will likely continue to face an uphill battle for the rest of their lives. For Taixing Online, this is Christina Guo.